Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello from Fort Leavenworth, Kansas listeners, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, an Army Wife Network program that engages, educates, encourages, and empowers military spouses and families around the world. This is episode number 750, and I'm your host, Sarah Peachy, Army Wife Network blog editor.
And I'm Amber Peterson, Army Wife Network social media coordinator, joining Sarah today. Your Army Wife Network Command Team wants to remind you that you don't have to go through this military life journey alone. Army Wife Talk Radio is here to bring you the resources you need to thrive in your military mill spouse life. On today's show, we will listen into an interview conducted by Army Wife Network owner and commander Sherita Knobloch as she chats with guest Kelly Grievner, Kelly of Hire Heroes USA Serving Spouses Program. You can connect with Hire Heroes USA on their website at hireherousa.org, as a group on Facebook at HHUSA Serving Spouses, on Twitter and Instagram at Hire Heroes USA, and on LinkedIn by searching USA Serving Spouses.
Amber, I'm excited to be hosting with you today. It's been a little while since the last time. How are things in your mill spouse life?
Oh man, I'm still working crazy hours. I don't know if I will ever get 8 hours of sleep again. But other than that, I really can't complain. My two-year-old daughter is about to eat me out of house and home, though, so I don't know how I'm going to survive when she gets older.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going through a growing spurt or what, but she is eating like a linebacker. It's crazy.
It's always a good sign when they're putting down a lot more food because, you know, they're a little bit healthier and they're getting a good source of nutrients in their bodies, but then it's hard to keep up with those little appetites.
For sure. I feel like every time I turn around, she was just asking for a snack. And then for dinner, she was like, pizza, pizza. And I was like, okay, it's only really cute when you say pizza, so I have to give you pizza. How have things been with you?
We've been pretty good. My parents were just here a couple of weeks ago, and they spent about a week and a half with us. And it was nice to have that extra set of hands, especially since we haven't had a babysitter or anything since February.
Having that extra set of hands is definitely a blessing, definitely, just to get some time to yourself, be able to not have to worry about what the kids are doing. Absolutely.
They would take the kids in the morning to the park, and my husband and I would just sit in the living room and look at each other like, what do we do? This is such a strange thing. We're so out of practice.
Right. You're like, what do I even do with my hands? This is not normal.
And then now we're back to distance learning. My husband is back home doing his schooling again, and we're just waiting for things to clear up a little bit so we can get back to a classroom and the kids potentially back to school. It's just so many questions and unknowns right now.
They call it, what is it, the time of uncertainty right now.
It's true. I don't even know any other word to use because you just never know what it's going to look like in a month.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, it was good to catch up with you. And I am super excited to hear Sherita's interview with Kelly. But before we get started, let's listen in to one of our favorite moments on the show, our Empowerment Minute. After that, let's hear all about this week's top stories and need-to-know news from our incredible News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
Hey, AWN listeners. This is Carmen Westbrook fellow MILSPO and leadership developer, with today's empowerment moment. One of the reasons that I love being a MILSPOUSE is that it's taught me so much about this world, and it's given me so many tools that I never actually dreamed that I would be garnering when I married my husband 17 years ago. One of the great tools that I have learned is a tool that in leadership development we like to call reading the field. This is basically when we can walk into any situation and instantly understand what's going on with the emotions and the positions and the thoughts of the people that are around us. As MILSPOUSES, we actually develop this skill set often unconsciously as we move from community to community and culture to culture, and have to almost instantly pick up on what's going on in order to survive, make friends, and thrive in our places. Who knew? You're all actually leadership developers just by being MILSPOUS. It's a fun thought and something to take forward as you go out in your day and work on being that amazing MILSPO that you already are.
No news is typically good news in this military life,
except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Sarah and Amber. It was great to hear you two catch up today. Here's this week's top stories. One of NASA's newest astronauts is Marine Major Jasmine McBelly. Major McBelly grew up wanting to be an astronaut, shared militaryfamilies.com. The article shared that Major McBelly attended space camp in high school, and it paved the way to her future. Major McBelly was commissioned to the Marines in 2005 after earning her bachelor's degree from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where she studied aerospace engineering with information technology. As a Marine pilot, she flew in 150 combat missions and had 2,000 hours of flight time. She was selected for the NASA program in 2017 and just graduated with 10 other classmates. These were the first graduates of the Artemis program, making them eligible for assignments to the International Space Station, Artemis missions to the Moon, and eventually Mars, according to a NASA press release. MilitaryFamilies.com shared that there are currently 17 active duty astronauts working for NASA. Read the full story at MilitaryFamilies.com and follow Major McBelly on Twitter at twitter.com/AstroJaws. Army families with school-aged children are eligible for up to $500 to assist with schooling at home costs through the Army Emergency Relief Fund, reported military.com. The program is retroactive to March 1st, 2020, and currently does not have an expiration date. The money can be used to help with unexpected costs, including purchasing computers, tablets, or upgrading internet. Navy and Marine families do not have a specific educational grant, but there is a COVID-19 relief grant available. Eligible families can receive up to $1,200 in assistance. The Coast Guard has also been actively supporting families with financial grants. Military.com reported that the Coast Guard has given away about $292,000 to 845 Coast Guard families through its school supplies program called Supplement Education Grant. The Air Force is also working on creating similar programs. To learn more about eligibility, find the link to each program on the News 6 blog at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Have you ever wondered how the military gets its weather data? Maybe not, but this data is crucial to the success of missions across the globe. Federal News Network's Tom Temnin interviewed Ball Aerospace Program Manager Allison Bardo and Low Earth Orbit Division Chief Charlotte Gerhardt of the Space Force Space and Missile Systems Center. The 10-minute podcast brought to light the role that satellites play in providing weather data for not only the Air Force, but also all military branches, NASA, and NOAA. Charlotte Gerhardt shared that there are 4 operational weather satellites currently collecting data. Ball Aerospace is working on new technology that will be included in the next satellite launch, which will replace a recently decommissioned satellite. Allison Bardo said, "We're working primarily on addressing the ocean surface factor winds, as well as ice concentrations and another number of other critical weather parameters with these new satellites. To listen to the full podcast and learn more of how satellite technology is evolving and benefiting our armed forces, visit federalnewsnetwork.com. And speaking of things in space, this week in history, July 20th, 1969, the first humans walked on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed the Apollo 11 lunar module on the surface of the moon with the famous words, "The Eagle has landed." Watch the moon landing video and moonwalk at NASA.gov. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thanks to Jolene for her due diligence to ensure we are always kept up to date with military life news. Listeners, let's take a quick commercial break, then stay tuned for our interview with Kelly Grevner Kelly from Hire Heroes, USA's Serving Spouses program.
Army Wife Talk Radio is celebrating our 15th year on the air. AWTR is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind and has over 700 episodes in the archives. Subscribe to this podcast on our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on the podcatcher of your choice, such as iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Pandora. Engage, educate, encourage. AWTR is your source for military life empowerment.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to another empowering installment of Army Wife Talk Radio's interview segment. I'm Sherita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Today, we chat with Kelly Grevner Kelly from Hire Heroes USA. Kelly is a former transition specialist and now serving spouses program manager at Hire Heroes USA. Kelly is originally from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, but now resides in Boston, Massachusetts with her husband, who is a technical sergeant in the United States Air Force. As a military spouse, Kelly has experienced the hardships that come along with finding meaningful employment, and as a former client of Hire Heroes USA, Kelly has experienced firsthand the way Hire Heroes USA carries out its mission. Her main life goal is to help others. She has found her permanent career home when she joined Hire Heroes USA team and has fully committed to its mission, especially tailoring its services to help military spouses. Since starting with HHUSA in September 2016, she has helped over 900 veterans and mil spouses find employment. That is so cool. And thank you so much for coming to the show, Kelly.
Thanks for having me. Super excited.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to our conversation. I'm already a big fan of you and your story and, of course, Hire Heroes USA. So let's go ahead and begin the conversation.
Awesome.
Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself, specifically how you as a military spouse maybe struggled to find employment?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, my name's Kelly Kelly. I know that's super weird, but I married a Kelly. So the things you do for love. And I have been married to my husband for over 7 years now. And like you said, he's an active duty airman. And really during that time, we moved a number of times, which made it extremely difficult to build a long-term career. Mm-hmm. Despite my education and I had work experience, my background is in human resources and I got my master's degree. I got my MBA. So I thought I was set. And really in 2016, when we got orders to move to North Carolina, I thought I was set, well equipped to find a job pretty quickly. But 1 month turned into 6 months and mm-hmm. it was truly one of the hardest times of my life. I was applying to jobs and going on interviews and receiving one rejection after another, super frustrating. And it really exhausting to say the least. I put a lot of pressure on myself to find employment. And I think I could speak to, you know, for most military spouses, a lot of us don't want need to work because of the financial reasons. But mainly, you know, we want to find our purpose. We want to find friends, you know, that comes along with having a job, meeting people. So yeah, I didn't have any of that. And I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to find employment. So that was extremely hard time. Like I said, I had about 6 months of unemployment, didn't know what I was doing wrong. After months of this unemployment, I actually attended a job fair, and Hire Heroes USA had a booth there, which is weird because we usually don't do a lot of job fairs, like physical job fairs. So I think it was meant to be. I signed up for our services, Hire Heroes USA services, and was contacted by a transition specialist who to this day is one of my best friends. Shout out to Marshall. He called me and he taught me all the tricks and tips to the job search, taught me how to properly job search. Turns out I was doing it completely wrong. You know, I thought it was going good. I thought I was doing everything right. And then the offers and the interviews started rolling in. And at that point, I eventually networked myself into Hire Heroes USA that had an open position in the North Carolina office. And I've been happily with Hire Heroes USA for almost 4 years now. I helped start our Serving Spouses program, which I know we'll talk more about. You mentioned 900 hires. I'm actually one away from hitting my 1,000th hire for military spouses and veterans. So that's a huge accomplishment. I just truly, you know, feel like I have come full circle, and it's really incredible to be able to get to help people every day and really help people, because I went through the same situation. Mm-hmm. I know how frustrating it is. I know how job seeking takes a lot out of you. So just, you know, being able to provide support and empower military spouses, really, you know, it's a dream come true for me.
I love how that went full circle and kind of in a very surprising kind of way.
Right.
I think you're speaking to a lot of our listeners, me in particular, because I started out the same thing, got married and had all the bells and whistles as far as career stuff. And I actually worked as a career consultant before I got married. And then I was like, oh, Fort Benning. Yeah, let's do this. And I didn't get a job. And I was like, are you kidding
right
now? And so it, you know, obviously it worked out. But you're so right, Kelly, in the fact that there's something so fulfilling about having that career and the network that comes with adulting, what I joke mm-hmm. about having a job. So love your story on that. Let's take it a little bit deeper and tell me a little bit about Hire Heroes USA and their Serving Spouses program.
Yeah. So Hire Heroes USA, we're a nonprofit organization, and we have always helped military spouses. However, that might have not always been known. Since we're a prominent veteran service organization, we're always known for helping veterans. So I don't think a lot of people knew that we also help military spouses. So we noticed that spouses were facing a number of different obstacles to employment that really differed from, say, a veteran getting out of the military. So this really prompted us to create our Serving Spouses program, which I helped launch. So it was launched on Military Spouse Appreciation Day, May 11th, 2018. And really the ultimate goal of our program is to really combat that high unemployment rate and underemployment rate for military spouses. So there are over 600,000 active duty military spouses worldwide, which is a huge number. And a lot of those are actively seeking employment. So according to the percentages, there's about 30% who are unemployed and 50% who are actually employed, but they're underemployed. So they're settling for jobs that, you know, might be less than what they're capable of. So yeah, so underemployment and unemployment is a huge issue. So that's really what we wanted to focus on. And our services, what they include, I wrote this down because I didn't want to, it's a mouthful of what we help you with. But really, when you register for our program, you will receive that one-on-one professional mentorship with a transition specialist. That transition specialist is trained in job seeking. They're career coaches. They know all the tricks and tools, and they're going to teach you that. So first, they're going to take a look at your current resume. The resume is really the bread and butter of our services. We will completely redo that resume for you. So if you're not comfortable, you're not confident in your resume, no worries. We could help with that. We help with your LinkedIn and really help you networking and teaching you how to build your personal brand. Interviewing, that's something that we also help with. So we have interview preparation tips and tools, and we also conduct mock interviews for our clients. And then in addition, we have virtual workshops, webinars, and events. And everything's virtual. Even in the age of COVID-19, we took all of our events virtual, which really works best for military spouses anyway.
Right.
so no complaints there. We also have a job board. where we post positions from our partnered employers. And I know this is a mouthful, but it continues. So we will help you with your federal resume if you are interested in federal employment. We also have virtual career fairs. And then lastly, we have over 1,000 volunteers. So these volunteers volunteer their time with us to provide mentorship services to our clients. So, you know, your transition specialist will have general knowledge of all industries, but sometimes it's really good to talk to someone who's actually in the role that you're seeking to get. So if you're a graphic designer, we'll hook you up with a graphic designer volunteer. That way you could, you know, pick their brain, ask them questions, and they'll really be able to provide you industry specific guidance. Yeah, the great thing about our services is they are free and good for life. So once you sign up, you could always come back, you know, if you get a job, later on, if you want to start job seeking again, come back. We're always here to help. And yeah, since we started our Serving Spouses program and Hire Heroes USA, we've helped over 3,000 spouses find jobs. So super proud of that number as our program continues to grow. And I think it's important to mention that our services help all military spouses. A lot of services out there will only help the active duty spouse, but ours actually includes, you know, the reservist, if you're a military spouse, to a guard member, you know, and even if your husband or wife has separated from the military, you're still eligible for our services.
Wow.
I know that's a mouthful.
But that's so cool because you all have been so intentional about coming at this from a lot of angles and really filling those gaps of what military spouses, regardless of branch, regardless of serving status, need to be fulfilled. And so just so I'm hearing right, you said, so in just a tad over 2 years, so almost 2.5 years now since Serving Spouses launched, you guys have been able to get over 3,000 male spouses employment, right?
Yep. So yeah, we confirm all of our that's how we confirm it with communication. So our services are free. We just ask that you remain in communication with us. Let us know. That way we could provide you the best resources to help. So yeah, so 3,000 military spouses came back to us and said, hey, I don't need your help anymore. We got a job. So that's the best news.
That is so
that's
cool.
What we want to hear.
I can't imagine why anyone would not want to get connected with Hire Heroes USA. So on that note, how would our listeners be able to register for Hire Heroes USA services?
Yeah, so it's super simple and easy. All you have to do is head to our website, hireheroesusa.org. You'll see a button that says Get Hired. So click on that and then follow the prompts from there. It'll take you through a registration process. Make sure you complete that registration process. Incomplete the whole process through the My Essentials portion. It's just going to ask you different questions about your career goals and, you know, what you're looking to obtain out of our services that will help us better service you. And then, yeah, you could also, our services are free and our Instagram page, Facebook page, that will have the link to our services, but really just head to our website. That will be the best way.
Sounds easy peasy lemon squeezy for sure.
Yep.
So good. Well, let's shift gears just a little bit and talk, maybe give us a little bit of insight in the employment aspect of being a military spouse, because obviously male spouses face a ton of unique challenges when it comes to work with, of course, the frequent moves, the unstable support system, and the stresses of military life. So, Kelly, what advice do you have for military spouses who want to maintain and even advance their careers while living this really nomadic transient lifestyle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the greatest pieces of advice I have is to first, don't be afraid to ask for help. Job seeking is something that is not taught. A lot of people, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So utilize the services such as Hire Heroes that will help you through this. You know, as a spouse, it's always important to find that support system and you don't have to do it alone. So that's one thing that I regret early on in my, you know, becoming a military spouse. I kind of shied away from, you know, all the resources and didn't really look into what is out there. So definitely look into, you know, the resources out there and don't be afraid to ask for help. But also one thing that goes along with the military lifestyle, which is becoming more relevant and there's a lot more out there, is remote work. I'm a huge advocate of remote work, and also look into companies that are looking to hire military spouses. So this is kind of a new thing in the space. companies are getting word of, you know, they're hiring these military spouses and they're realizing what great hires military spouses are. Mm-hmm. So they're creating these initiatives, such as, you know, you hear that companies have veteran hiring initiatives. Well, now popping up are a lot of military spouse hiring initiatives, which is great because companies are now realizing, you know, what military spouses can bring to the table. So I would, you know, number one, look into remote work. That's going to be able to provide you the best support system, you know, when you move. I currently work remote full time. So Hire Heroes USA, I worked in the North Carolina office and then we most recently PCS'd to Boston and they said, yeah, completely go remote. We want to retain you and keep you. So that was just a huge, you know, stress reliever that, you know, moving to Boston, I didn't have to find a new job and I could continue to grow. So that's why I'm a huge proponent of remote work and the benefits to that. And if there's one positive thing that you could come out of this COVID-19 pandemic is that most companies are having more remote opportunities. So, you know, that could be one positive thing. We looked at a survey from a research and advisory committee, Gartner, and actually 74% of CFOs are considering expanding remote work even after COVID-19. So companies are realizing that they could get the work done from home and they're moving that way. So I think this could be a good kind of positive thing that we could take out of the pandemic is there's going to be a lot more remote opportunities and that falls perfectly for military spouses.
That is great news. And I've even heard that, you know, it almost doesn't make sense, but I've even heard that people are more productive when they're working from home, like with remote work. And I'm not sure what the stats are on that or the reasons why, other than maybe, you know, they're not so distracted at work with other folks, or they really just want to get their stuff done and they're in an environment that is really conducive to doing what they're called to do. So that is fabulous news for all the mill spouses that move around a lot, because I know how that feels. And that's one thing that I'm really grateful about my education and with Army Wife Network and whatnot. So I've been blessed in that regard as well. Here's a hot question that I think when it comes to job fairs and applications, and that kind of thing, we just don't really have a good answer. So I'm really excited to hear your take on that. How are we supposed to convince potential employers to take a chance on us, knowing that we'll probably only be in our current location for years at most? And should we even tell our potential employer that we're a mill spouse?
Mm-hmm. That question comes up a lot, and I hear different answers to this question, to be honest with you. But yeah, so really the best advice that I have is when you go into an interview, I always like to say, don't let your status as a military spouse discourage you. So, you know, realize that you have just as much to offer as the other candidates and really focus on your skills. So let all your responses be positive and really focus on that skill set and really let, you know, your personality, knowledge, and experience shine versus, you know, your military spouse status. So don't let that status, you know, deter you. Focus on your skills, not your military spouse status. So I actually wouldn't recommend telling your employer that you are a spouse. For these reasons. So it's illegal to ask in an interview if you're married. So you really don't have to divulge, you know, information on your personal life. You don't have to get into the nitty gritty on your personal life. That's why I usually, you know, would shy away from it because unfortunately, you know, we've come a long way. There's now companies are setting up military spouse hire initiatives, but unfortunately there are, you know, employers and hire managers that simply don't understand the military spouse life. They think you're going to move all the time, which actually there's studies that show that, you know, millennials now are job hopping and moving on to roles. So you could actually retain a military spouse longer in a role, which is crazy. But yeah, so it's just, you know, people aren't staying in jobs for years like they used to. So military spouses, you could actually retain them longer, but a lot of hiring managers, they don't understand that. They don't know the military lifestyle. They think that you're going to be here a year and move. So yeah, that's why I really wouldn't go in and tell them, you know, that your military spouse, focus on that skill set, focus on how your skills and, you know, how your education and experience relate to the job in the interview. You know, if asked why you move so much, you could simply say that my spouse's job transferred him or her here. I'm excited to bring my talents to this new city and contribute to your company in any way that I can. Something simple like that. But on the flip side of that, now, if the company has a very strong veteran military spouse or military spouse hire initiative, I would tell them. So do your research. So Hire Heroes USA, when I interviewed for them, I went in there screaming, I'm a military spouse. So, you know, there are companies that in their job description, they recognize the skill sets that come along with hiring a military spouse, and they want to hire a military spouse. So in that, in those instances, such as Deloitte, Amazon, these companies that have these hiring initiatives, I would completely tell them that you're a military spouse, because that can only help you.
That's really solid advice on both sides of the coin, really, as far as, because I never really know what to do with that. But I think, of course, Kelly, you're right. If it's so cool when employers and even other people recognize the powerhouseness of mill spouses, because I've been doing this for 10 plus years now, and I'm still just like, mill spouses are the most incredible people on the planet. And yes, I'm super biased and I'm okay with that, but I'm just like, they should run the world. They're so smart. They're so talented. Hire them all, for real.
For real. I agree.
In a similar vein there, what's the best way to explain gaps in of employment during those interviews?
Yeah, so one thing that I think any recruiter or hiring manager will agree on is don't try to like hide your gaps. Just be honest. You know, focus on how you improved your skills during that time of unemployment. So that's one piece of advice I have. If you are going to take time off from work, you know, to raise your children or whatever reason you have, make sure that you're keeping your skills fresh. So don't remain stagnant during that time. I'm a huge fan of volunteering. You could add that to your resume as a job. You don't need to, you know, put on your resume that you were a volunteer. And that's something that your transition specialist can help you with your resume, but we could add that to your resume, volunteer experience. And definitely in today's technology and everything that's out there, take advantage for professional development sessions. So there's so many trainings on the internet, from Coursera to LinkedIn Learning, you know, YouTube. There's so much stuff that you could learn during that time of unemployment. So when you're asked about a gap of employment, you could tell them, you know, why. So, you know, it was in my family's best interest that I chose to be temporarily absent from the workplace to raise my family. However, during that time, I focused on improving my skills while, you know, and then go on to say, explain, you know, what you did. Did you volunteer? Did you do training? Just simply, you know, coming in saying, oh, I was unemployed. I didn't do anything. That's not going to help you. So definitely, you know, keep your skills fresh during that time. And there's super easy ways to do that, you know, with professional development sessions online, these free things, courses. So that's one tip that I would recommend, is definitely take advantage of all that. And just be honest, you know, everybody has their own lives. They understand, you know, that people raise families and take time off. So don't try to hide that and just, you know, be honest with that.
Yeah, because I think the red flag of trying to hide things or sugarcoat it or whatever is a much greater, at least for me working in HR before too, because I've come from kind of similar probably story as you, but though like the hiding and the awkwardness is more of a red flag than being like, you know what? Yeah, your answer of it was in our family's best interest. And anybody that doesn't understand that, gosh, maybe you don't even want to work for them, you know,
right?
It might even be harder, like when your kid does get sick or something. So really great information. I love you just have such a beautiful blend of expertise and energy, Kelly. And I've enjoyed our conversation so far. Can't wait to talk more about career tips and also Hire Heroes USA right after this short commercial break. Listeners, if you'd like to connect with Hire Heroes USA, you can find them online in a variety of places. Most of all, as Kelly already mentioned, their website, hireheroesusa.org, the Spouse LinkedIn group, which is Hire Heroes USA Serving Spouses Program, Also on Facebook, HHUSA Serving Spouses, and on Twitter and Instagram, Hire Heroes USA. Stay tuned for the rest of the interview and our conversation right after this break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
We are back talking with Kelly from Hire Heroes USA, manager of the Serving Spouses program. So let's jump back into the conversation, switch gears just a touch, and discuss the employment process and tips a little bit more in depth. Kelly, what marketable skills do male spouses possess that make them even more attractive to employers?
Yeah, so this might be totally obvious to us, but, you know, being a military spouse is essentially like having a full-time job. So it takes dedication, persistence, lots of love and patience, but it also takes a lot of skills that are highly transferable and marketable in the workplace. So we're adaptable. We deal with stress. That's a big one. We're organized, we're dependable, and then one of the things that a lot of military spouses don't recognize is we're actually highly educated, and studies show that we're more highly educated than our civilian counterparts. So I think, you know, all that mix put into, you know, one person, that makes them a really great candidate. And like I said, these are highly transferable skills and make them marketable in the workplace.
As a military spouse, how important is it to have an online social presence, and how can kind of engaging in that networking maybe fast track a job search?
Yeah, so essential. It is essential, especially having a LinkedIn profile in today's you know, job searching world. This site gives you the opportunity to build up your network, apply for new opportunities, and really create that personal brand. Even if you're an active duty spouse, you could actually get LinkedIn Premium for free, which gives you more capabilities. But the general LinkedIn profile will give you, you know, all the tips and tools to really succeed in your job search and, you know, network on LinkedIn. I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn. I can't stress that enough. They have a really great job board on there. You can message hiring managers. A lot of times you could see who posted the position. Yeah. So a lot of times you could see who posted the position online, and you could reach out to them and give a little spiel about yourself, give your value proposition, and explain, you know, why you should hire me. And that makes you just not another applicant coming into the, you know, system that they're using. They could put a face to the name. Right. So I think it's essential in your job search is to have that online brand.
Yeah, and I think that's what I think is so challenging about getting a job when it comes to just applications is we can only look so awesome on paper, but making that personal connection can be the difference in being in the no or the maybe pile over to the yes. And once that's what I would always tell my husband in a very unhumble kind of way. I was like, man, if people could just meet me and give me a chance, they would know how awesome I am. You know, like,
right.
They probably the spouses get them in your office and be like, wow, I want you to work for us for the rest of our lives.
Right.
But yeah, that networking can be an absolute game changer in that regard. We mentioned it in the first half of our interview, kind of talking about virtual and remote work. What are some tips and tricks, ideas for those who might be looking to make their career a little bit more portable so that they can continue, of course, to support their service member and move with the military?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we talked a little bit about finding remote work, but there's lots of things that go into that. So I mentioned that, you know, COVID-19, there's more, you know, chance that companies are moving towards remote work. So this is a great time to start looking for remote jobs. Like I said, it could be a really great fit for military spouses. It allows you to relocate with your service member with less of an impact on your career. So some tips to finding remote work are first, you need to know where define remote work. And a lot of companies, they describe remote work a little bit differently. So it's important to first look at like the key terms that they're advertising their jobs under. So I've seen them post it a lot of different terms. So remote work is one, telecommuting, work from home, online job, telework, virtual job, offsite job, home base. Those are all type of key terms that companies are posting these jobs under. So it's first, you need to understand those terms and use those terms in your search bars, in your search engines to find remote work. Now, where to find them? So Hire Heroes USA, we have a job board that I mentioned. We post remote jobs on there with our partnered employers. You could actually go on Google. So Grow with Google, they launched a remote work kind of help military spouses. And all you have to do is go to Google in your search engine and type remote work, and it'll bring up remote jobs. And those are all, you know, vetted. So that's, we'll talk about scams in a second, but really, you know, you got to be careful. There's lots of scams out there. So it's important to go through these legitimate kind of search engine search companies, these companies that vet these jobs prior to posting on their job board. Flex Jobs is a great one. Instant Teams, the DOD has the Military Spouse Employment Partnership. Those are all just some of them. Definitely do your research. Your transition specialist can help you with this. Also, there's a lot of companies that hire military spouses as virtual assistants, since we're super organized. And I do find that military spouses work really well in the virtual assistant role. So there's a lot of companies out there that are hiring these virtual assistants. Patriot Advantage, they just changed their name to Vet USA. There's Boldly, there's Squared Away, Wise of Eyes, and Assist Teams. These companies all have come together to hire military spouses as virtual assistants. So I would definitely check that out. And just one thing worth mentioning is applicant tracking systems. So when you're applying online, and this is something I had no idea that was happening in the back end. So essentially when you apply online, your resume goes through these applicant tracking systems. The computer system itself will weed out resumes that don't match the job description. So, you know, I was applying to 50 jobs a day and not getting any callbacks. Well, it wasn't that I was not qualified. It could have been that I was not making it through that those applicant tracking systems. Yeah. So a lot of companies, you know, most companies use these systems, and how to combat that is you need to tailor your resume around each position.
Right.
So you need to pull out keywords from the job description and plug them into your resume. That will help you get placed higher up in an ATS system and most likely get a callback. So if you're applying for remote works, it's important to mention, you know, your technical skills. You know, have you used Google Hangouts, Salesforce, GoToMeeting, Skype, Zoom? Everyone's used Zoom nowadays. So mention that on your resume, because you're probably going to be using those tools if you're going to be working remotely. And then just so you know, mention on your resume the time when you are a self-starter or worked on projects without supervision, and just, you know, highlight any previous work from home experience if you have some. And finally, avoid scams. A lot of times people are posting scams online as they relate to remote work. So just be careful. The best thing is don't just keep applying to jobs. Do your research first. I always like to say, you're interviewing the company as much as they are interviewing you. You don't want to work for a company for the rest of your life that you hate.
Right.
So definitely do your homework, do your research. And I think that, you know, you'll end up in a job that you really love.
Gosh, that is such good information. I'm still processing the how to get through the back end hiring application tracking system, because that makes a lot of sense why it's like we're applying for dozens of jobs every day and nothing is coming to fruition. And it's because we're just mass sending the same resume and they're like, oh, no keywords. This is not, mm-hmm. this is not our jam. So that's really good advice. I love that. On the topic of advice, let's take it even further. If you could give one piece of advice to our Army Wife Talk Radio listeners today, what would it be and why?
That's a good one. So I think I would say, you know, just because you're a military spouse, you don't have to give up on having a career. And also don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself grace when you're finding, when you're looking for a job. Finding employment is very hard. It's a full-time job in itself. So like I said, ask for help, let the professionals help you. You don't know what you don't know. And you know, Hire Heroes USA, we're here to help you and guide you through that process. And I think, you know, I truly believe you will always end up where you're supposed to be in life. And I think that's my greatest advice is, you know, just because you're a military spouse, you don't have to give up. You don't have to sell yourself short. Believe in yourself.
That is awesome. Oh, that's powerful. You should be like a keynote speaker or something. I love it. Remind our listeners, our time together is almost done, which is a bummer because I'm having a great time and I'm getting super pumped up and go like do some cartwheels or something when we get done here.
Apply for jobs.
Yeah, right? Apply for jobs. Be like, my husband will be like, what are you doing? You have enough to do. Stop. But remind our listeners, Kelly, where they can go to find even more empowering information about Hire Heroes USA.
Yeah, so definitely visit our website, hireheroesusa.org, for more information on how to sign up. Or even if you are happily employed, we are always looking for volunteers to get involved. As I mentioned, our volunteers conduct career counseling sessions and mock interview sessions with our clients. So if you're interested in becoming a volunteer with Hire Heroes USA, you could find that on our website on how to apply. You could also check out our social media channels. We're active on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We share a lot of fun stuff on there. And yeah, if you're a spouse, check out our groups. We have support forums, which I post a lot of tips and tricks on our Facebook page and our LinkedIn. That's a Facebook group and LinkedIn group.
Well, we've mentioned it a few times during our conversation, the word empowerment, and because that's one of our major missions here at Army Wife Network. And so I'm always excited to hear from our guests what empowerment means to them. So Kelly, finish this sentence for me. Empowerment is...
I would say believing in yourself and having faith in your abilities. You know, especially in your job search, you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, I don't think anyone else will. So you have to have that confidence. And like I said, don't ever be afraid to ask for help. There are people and organizations out there, such as Hire Heroes USA, that will help further empower you and lift you up.
Such a beautiful and very true way to wrap up our conversation, to be empowered by having, like, believing in ourselves and having faith in our abilities and our skill sets, especially within that job search realm. Kelly, I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, and I just want to thank you truly from the bottom of my heart for bringing your expertise, your enthusiasm, and your energy, and sharing it with our network when it comes to Hire Heroes USA, the Serving Spouses program, and all things military spouse employment. We wish you all the best as you continue in your mission to empower military spouses in the job force.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Kelly for sharing Hire Heroes USA's empowering employment resources for their Serving Spouses program with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with Hire Heroes USA, you can find them at their website, hireheroesusa.org, on Twitter and Instagram at Hire Heroes USA, and in their Facebook group, HHUSA Serving Spouses. I especially liked her comment there at the end about what empowerment is when she said it's believing in yourself and having faith in your abilities. If you don't believe in yourself, I don't know if anyone else will.
I feel like that's a very deep, self-reflecting comment.
It is, isn't it?
When I hear that, it makes me just kind of want to give myself little pep talks. Like, I don't know why the first thing that comes into my head are maybe little sticky notes in my planner with, like, encouraging comments to myself. I don't know. I might have to do some different things to help empower myself.
And that empowerment, especially when it comes to employment and that confidence that you develop, can make all the difference in something like an interview. How much different does it look when you go into an interview and you're confident in yourself versus going in and questioning your own abilities?
Exactly. Knowing what you're capable of, knowing that you are an asset to a company, that you deserve to be there, can make or break an interview for sure.
And I think that with Hire Heroes USA, their Serving Spouses program, and with what Kelly has talked about today, I think they come from a good place with understanding employment, especially when they found jobs and career options for 900 vets and mill spouses, which is pretty impressive for a program. And to think that there's that many people that are looking, but it's that way year after year after year. Have you ever struggled? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just going to say they helped 900 find a job, but can you imagine how many more there are out there that could benefit from this program? I know that me, myself, especially over in Korea, it was hard for a lot of the military spouses to find jobs, especially because they were in another country. They were not familiar with how everything was, the applying process. I know a lot of times they would apply for jobs, but they didn't have the right type of resumes for the jobs and things like that.
Oh yeah, that's a really tough part, especially with USA Jobs, which a lot of people, those are often the jobs that are overseas, is anything through USA Jobs. And you have to be so careful about how you tailor your resume to get in order to get picked up.
The specific words they're looking for. Yeah, it's crazy.
Have you ever struggled with finding employment stateside, or are most of your struggles related to Korea?
I think that most of mine were in Korea, but that was because when I met my husband, I was in college and I had a job. And so I was already established 2.5 years into my job before I became a military spouse. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we moved to Korea. But then coming back to America, the communities that I'm living in right now, they don't really have a lot of experience with military spouses. Mm. So in the interview process, it's not necessarily something that was brought up that it was a chance in a year and a half that I could be leaving. But then when I did bring it up later, they were like, oh, wow, I'm surprised you got hired. And it was like, oh, that's kind of weird. I didn't think that that would be an issue.
And that's another interesting thing that Kelly said in the interview was, we don't necessarily need or want to work for financial reasons, but rather to find our purpose and our place. And I think that's such a really great point and very true, because even overseas sometimes it's just because we're looking for something to do, some form of connection, some way to grow ourselves. And sometimes it's hard to, you know, find your identity just as a military spouse.
Absolutely. There are so many people that I know that are military spouses. They don't have children. It's just them and their husband. And then if their husband is gone all hours of the day, and then they're just sitting at home, having the thought of knowing, oh, I'm going to go to work today and I'm going to see my friend, or I'm going to see my work friend and I'm going to be able to speak with them and talk with people and not just look at walls all day. Definitely making those connections is a huge part about having a job for me. And so I definitely understand why some military spouses, when they're struggling, take it so hard when they can't find a job, because it's like, I need this job. I need this interaction. I need to establish myself. And so I definitely think that that's one of the greatest assets of this program for sure.
That's a great point, because I graduated from college. I was already married at the time in college and relocated to be with my husband at his first duty station. That was the first time since I had been like 14 years old that I didn't have a job, because I had just gotten there. I needed time to do my search and everything. And it was about almost 10 months that I was unemployed and my husband deployed. So it was really hard to just have, I mean, I had friends and I had become comfortable with the community, but I still didn't have a job. So it's like, what did I do all day? So my job was just such a welcome distraction, and it was good for my socialization, and it was just good for connection.
Those were great points, Sarah, from such a great interview with Kelly. Now let's check in with this week's Resource Recon, which is all about our latest social media scoop. We recently posted a graphic in honor of World Kissing Day, asking our followers to share images of them smooching their service member. We received a number of cute snaps with service members both in uniform and out of them. And no worries, we try to keep it PG. Join in on the fun by posting in the comment section of the post on Facebook, or share on your Instagram page and tag us at Army Wife Network and use the hashtag World Kissing Day.
I love all those kissing pictures. I was scrolling through what's there now, and it's just cute to see everybody and see their spouses and see the love.
It really is. And all the coming home ones, you know that there's a story behind them, and it just kind of makes me emotional.
Mm-hmm. There were some I saw, some were looked like wedding photos, some looked like the reunions, the coming home photos. And then there were some that were just like cute little playful ones. And it's just nice to see all those different sides of a service member.
Absolutely. Those fun days, they're the greatest on social media. I love scrolling through all those comments.
And I think that our social media is super fun and engaging. And of course, it's also empowering. And I might be a little biased, but Amber, you enjoy just rocket from week to week.
And we appreciate everyone engaging with us on social media, all of the comments, all of the pictures, the likes, the shares. It makes all of the volunteer work that we do just that much more worth it. And we appreciate everyone engaging and talking with us on there.
And listeners, you can connect with us on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram at Army Wife Network to stay up to date and entertained with our graphics, conversation starters, and of course, giveaways.
Our final empowering resource for today comes via our Empowerment Patrol Platoon Member of the Month, aka our top fan of Army Wife Network. Let's listen in.
Hello, AWTR listeners. I'm Caroline Schaefer bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report, where we are showcasing our Platoon Member of the Month, Brittany Martin. Brittany married her sweetheart in October 2019, which made her an official Army wife. The couple met in college, and although they endured a long-distance relationship, they stuck it out for 3 years. Their relationship would endure 2 years of long-distance dating and a 9-month deployment. However, Brittany was able to finish her degree in cinematic arts and technologies, with an emphasis in radio and broadcasting. She also landed her dream job, way to go, Brittany, at her hometown radio station. During that time, she sent loving care packages to her sweetheart, all while dreaming up the perfect wedding. Following the wedding, the couple moved across the country from California to Georgia, where they are currently stationed. With PCS orders already in hand, the couple is ready to set off on their next adventure. Thanks again to Brittany Martin for doing her part to empower military families around the globe. Until next time, I'm Caroline Schaefer, reminding you that you are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Congratulations, Brittany. We will be in touch to hook you up with some fabulous Army Wife Network swag. Also, you will now have a permanent place on our website in our empowerment gallery. Thanks for your engagement with our network.
Well, Amber, it's that time again. Time to pack up our supplies, head in from the field, hit the showers, and maybe take a nap. In the meantime, you can join us every Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. If you miss it, don't worry. We also turn those into podcasts and share them on YouTube. You can also subscribe to our podcasts on the podcast app of your choice. Tune in for our next full-length episode of Army Wife Talk Radio when our Army Wife Network Command Team member, Sharita, interviews Jill Waters to talk about the Military Family Readiness Council. It's going to be another empowering show.
And if you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, we would love to begin a conversation about partnering up. Please email empower@armywifenetwork.com.
Listeners, we are here to walk through this military life journey with you, no matter what you're facing. So remember that your fire team here at Army Wife Network is ready to cover down for you. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.